Can I talk in English or en español? Thank you. Okay. So normally in this event, there should be a number of people involved in hack labs and hacker spaces around Brazil, at least. And there should be Rama from Argentina, who is, and Capo from Chile, who have been going around Latin America for the last couple of months. They've been organizing Lab Sur Lab in Quito, Ecuador. Maybe I can show that to you. So Lab Sur Lab, it's a network of hack labs and art centers across Latin America. It's growing. This was the second meeting. We have maps. Okay, so this map is not very useful, of course. So I guess this is a bit more interesting. So this is hackerspaces.org. Who knows about hackerspaces.org? Who doesn't? Okay, so hackerspaces.org is an organization, a very informal organization, created a few years ago at the Chaos Computer Club. It's an informal network of spaces around the world who share some values, such as hacking, which is tinkering with technology and not penetrating systems illegally. It's about the hacker's ethic and not about criminality. So it's about creating things. I'm not lucky with maps. Oh, here we go. So we have an interesting layer there. Looks like not. Well, maybe LuaKit doesn't allow JavaScript. Let's say that. Okay, so in Porto Alegre, I don't think there's a hackerspace yet. Are there any people from Porto Alegre who are interested in hackerspaces? You are? You are not? Where are you from, guys? All right. Do you have a hackerspace? No. Do you want to create one?
Yes.
Yes. Where are you from? Ah, come on, come here. I want to have your share the experience. Hi. We have more microphones. Okay, so do you know hackerspaces.org?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I
can speak here, okay?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so for those who read the program, this wasn't a scheduled talk. This is something very informal that is supposed to happen as a discussion between people involved in hackerspaces.
Okay.
And no problem. It's okay. Don't worry. So I know there are people here at this event who are working in hackerspaces, but they're not here, too bad. So we're going to talk with Lucas and...
Guilherme.
It's hard for me.
Guilherme. And Guilherme from Porto Alegre, who are going to set up a hackerspace here.
Yeah!
Cool. So what do you want to do exactly? What?
Okay, should I speak in Portuguese or I don't know? I'm speaking English because then.
Yeah, if you speak in English.
Can you people understand English? Yeah. Okay. So.
Anybody here are from Porto Alegre?
Okay. So. Actually. There's a friend of mine that he's from Germany and he was staying some days at our university for student exchange. Yeah, I think that's the correct term. So we were friends. We were hanging out last year's Fusely together, and so one day he asked, "Do you know what's a hackerspace?" And have you heard of it? And I said, no, what's that? Then he explained that he used to go to the one in Berlin. I don't know what's the name of the hackerspace in Berlin. I don't know.
There are several,
okay. And so he said, let's make a hackerspace. And I said, okay, let's do this. I've always found the idea of working in something fun and interesting that's not actually university work or work for your employer, with other people, because if you are a hacker and you're alone at night coding away, it's boring, and I wanted to share this with other people. So long story short, we're trying to do this here in Porto Alegre. It's kind of hard to get critical mass, get enough people to make this work, and we need a place to. So we have a mailing list, and we do several encounters, like once every 2 weeks, and we're trying to discuss stuff and sometimes work in some projects to try to get this off the ground. But I was hoping that more people from Porto Alegre would be here. And where are you guys from? So I don't know if you asked this already, but who are you guys? Okay. And so you're trying to get one hackerspace going there? No, you're just interested. Okay. Here in Brazil, there are 3 or 4 hackerspaces, and 2 of them are in São Paulo, and these guys are very cool guys. I think they are here too. They're the guys with the Meta Machina, that's the 3D printer being made with Arduinos and with cheap parts, and They are here at Fusely, and I was hoping they would be here too because I wanted to talk with them. But I don't know what more to say. We want to get this going. I want to talk with. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Helikin? Okay. Helikin. Okay. So I don't know if Guilherme wants to speak.
Anybody here participates in any hackerspace? No? Yes.
A couple.
Many? Yeah. Where are you from? Right.
Yeah, maybe couple, you can come on stage and talk about your travels, your recent travels, and Lab Sur Lab and in Quito, and yeah.
I make the first hackerspace in Santiago de Chile the years 6 years ago, and later yes, I don't go. Hackreta. Hacklab.cl. The origin Hacklab.cl is Hackreta. Later, the name is Kernel House. Okay. And in Colombia. Exists the in Medellin, you know Medellin?
No.
Medellin is the city in the center of Colombia. Unlocker, that Unlocker is Medellin. And Bolivia, La Paz, Hacklab La Paz. Okay, but the concept of hackerspace is different Hacklab, no? Many space don't like the concept of hackerspace because don't hear, okay? Aquí hablan español, portugués. Ah, si hablo en español me entienden, ¿no? Mejor.
Okay.
Ya, porque yo no hablo muy bien inglés. Bueno, hay muchos Hacklab que no gustan del concepto hackerspace porque muchas veces los hackerspace no están asociados a la noción más política de hacktivismo, ¿no? En general, yo los proyectos en los cuales he participado son más bien políticos, no solamente técnicos. Entonces, muchas veces no gusta el concepto ese. Ahora, durante este año, hemos estado haciendo, junto con Rama, que trabajamos juntos en la administración de Anillo Sur, que es uno de los servidores de Lorea. No sé si conocen el proyecto Lorea, si Helgen ya les contó algo. Hemos estado haciendo una gira por Latinoamérica para promover la creación de una red colaborativa de servidores entre Hackerspace y Media Labs y otro tipo de organizaciones que están trabajando en torno al tema de la cultura libre. Ahí está el tema del proyecto de Lorea. Para quienes no saben, Lorea es una plataforma de red social libre que está desarrollada en base a ELG y que tiene como particularidad que implementa herramientas de federación que permiten intercambiar distintos tipos de datos entre los servidores. ¿Ya? Y ese proyecto Synapse.tk es el proyecto para armar acá la red en Latinoamérica. Lo empezamos a promocionar en durante el encuentro de Lapsus Lab en Quito, ¿ya? Lapsus Lab es un encuentro de cultura libre que se hizo por primera vez el año pasado en Medellín. En un principio se pensó como un evento que se iba a hacer por vez única, pero fue muy, muy exitoso, la gente quedó muy entusiasmada y fue la misma gente que asistió al evento que se organizó como comunidad y preparó el evento para este año en Quito. ¿Ya? Entonces, en el contexto de ese encuentro, presentamos este proyecto y levantamos el primer servidor en ese lugar, que es el Museo de Arte Contemporáneo de Quito. El tema es que como ese servidor está alojado con recursos del museo, estaríamos sujetos a las condiciones políticas que hayan en el museo. Entonces pensamos que era importante que los servidores estén interconectados entre sí y hagan respaldos cruzados para no tener dependencia de estas instituciones que en algún minuto pueden sustentar algún servidor, ¿no? Y bueno, después seguimos por Colombia, nos separamos, andábamos juntos con Rama, pero como el tiempo era poco, decidimos separarnos. Él se fue al Cauca y coincidió con el conflicto que hubo hace 4 semanas atrás, no sé si tuvieron noticia. Bueno, en la región del Cauca, que está al sur de Colombia, hubo un conflicto muy fuerte porque los indígenas empezaron a exigir que salieran los militares y los paramilitares de la región. Los paramilitares son fuerzas armadas que defienden el narcotráfico y estaban peleando con los militares del gobierno y entre medio estaban los indígenas. Los indígenas también tienen su fuerza armada, entonces imagínate el contexto. Está muy muy caliente la cosa. Y les cortaron la conexión. Hay un lugar donde tenían acceso a internet público y que era un lugar que había implementado el gobierno, y justamente cuando más falta hacía, cortaron el enlace. Pero sin embargo, Rama con la gente que estaba allá se la arreglaron y lograron sacar el streaming hacia afuera y así pudo salir a la luz pública lo que estaba pasando. Incluso hasta se publicó en Madrid en el diario El País. Mientras tanto, yo fui a Bogotá. En Bogotá se hizo el cuarto encuentro de redes libres, que el año pasado se hizo acá dentro del contexto del FISL. Que fue bien interesante porque durante el año pasado se formuló el manifiesto de las redes libres en Latinoamérica. ¿Ya? Los colectivos de redes libres no se denominan como Hackerspace ni como Hacklab, pero están compuestos por gente que viene del movimiento hacker, que trabaja con software libre. Entonces yo pienso que de alguna manera también se podría considerar a las redes libres como parte de los colectivos hacker, ¿no? O sea, no sé cómo se está pensando el concepto de hacker space, pero pienso que se puede ampliar un poco, ¿no? Y bueno, como les decía, el año pasado se formuló ese manifiesto, que lo pueden encontrar en la página de redeslibres.org. Y ahí participaron varias organizaciones de redes libres. Está la gente de Buenos Aires Libre, gente de Bogotá Mech, gente de Brasil, de Red Mech, de Bolivia, Huichuel Alto, y bueno, ahora se me están yendo algunos. Este año se incorporaron varios colectivos más. Hay colectivos en Argentina que habían desaparecido y volvieron a activarse, como la red Fernet. Y se creó una red nueva este año en el Caribe colombiano, que se llama Caribe Mech. Bueno, el tema este de las redes libres está creciendo bastante los últimos años. Hace ya aproximadamente 10 años empezaron a surgir redes libres en Latinoamérica, bastante temprano, ¿no? Más o menos como la misma época que están surgiendo en Europa. Pero recién los últimos 2 años se empezó a armar una articulación entre estas redes libres. Y ahora se están tirando túneles VPN entre estas redes libres que están en distintos países. Entonces así, a través de la red de Bogotá Mech, se pueden ver contenidos que están en Buenos Aires Libre, por ejemplo. Bueno, en base a esta experiencia con redes libres y por otro lado la experiencia con Lorea, el año pasado montamos 2 proyectos, uno que es Población La Victoria y otro que es Valpomet, y en ambos lo que se hizo fue montar un servidor local con la plataforma de Lorea, que es lo que estamos viendo ahí en pantalla, esta plataforma de red social, pero asociada a una red libre. Entonces, en el caso de La Victoria se trata de una población como una favela, ¿tá? O sea, una población de escasos recursos, que es bastante paradigmática en el caso de Chile porque fue la primera toma de terreno en Latinoamérica en el año 57, y luego durante los años de dictadura fue uno de los principales focos de resistencia. Y hace 10 años atrás, más de 10 años atrás, hace unos 12 años atrás, constituyeron un canal de televisión comunitaria, que fue uno de los primeros en Latinoamérica, y luego ellos han apoyado la creación de muchos otros canales de televisión comunitaria dentro de Latinoamérica. Han viajado a Perú, a Bolivia, a Argentina, y han ayudado a montar canales de televisión comunitaria. Bueno, en este lugar ahí, La Victoria, se desplegó una red MET que cubre toda la población, y mediante esta red MET no se puede salir a internet, pero sí se puede acceder a los servicios que están corriendo en el servidor, entre los cuales está la plataforma de Lorea y otros servicios más como streaming, por ejemplo, que lo ocupa el canal. La gente del canal puede ir a 5, 8 kilómetros y mandar un enlace de streaming de video sin compresión hasta el canal y retransmitirlo por UHF. Eso es parte de ese proyecto. Y ese mismo modelo se empezó a implementar en Valparaíso. Entonces, dentro de este proyecto de red latinoamericana, por un lado estamos pensando que es importante que hayan servidores donde alojar los servicios que estén en la región, porque actualmente casi todos los colectivos están usando máquinas que están en Europa o en Estados Unidos. Entonces queremos que al menos haya un servidor en cada país que tenga alta disponibilidad, pero luego eso también se puede combinar con servidores que quizás ni siquiera tienen conexión a internet, pero que pueden proveer servicios dentro de una red wifi libre, ¿no? Y bueno, en eso estamos. Hace casi ya 3 meses que estamos dando vueltas por Latinoamérica promoviendo esto.
We're going to talk a bit more about the Synaptic project on Saturday, tomorrow at 5 in the GNU room. I want to ask you guys how far you are in your plan. Do you have a place? How many people are you? And do you have running projects?
Okay. Well, starting for the place, that's our biggest problem. We have a group, a lot of people interest in this project, in creating the hackerspace here in Porto Alegre, but we're having very hard troubles in getting a fixed place. So, as Lucas said, we're making meetings every 15 days.
Actually, it's the place is a problem, and we need more people. We have lots of people that they are interested, but they are not super interested, if you know what I mean. So when we have meetings, we have like maybe 5 or 7 people, and actually, we're kind of stagnated right now.
Yeah.
That's the what's happening.
Is the lack of space blocking for you, or is it something else?
I think if we had the space, maybe we could. It would flow easily, but I think it's. We need more interested people, because...
How many are you?
We have a mailing list that has like...
Around
50 people.
50 people?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a fucking lot.
Yeah, that's a lot, but like in our meetings we have five, and okay, but about projects, we have some ideas. I think that I have some, Guilherme has other ideas. We're kind most of the people are more into software than hardware, and I see that that's a little different from the guys from São Paulo, because they're making lots of Arduino projects and stuff like that. I'm a computer science student. I wanted to be better at hardware, but I'm actually looking to contributing to some open source projects. And I was thinking, just for starting, maybe translations and things like that, and things that we could and workshops and stuff like that to the community. And I don't know if you're interested in security stuff anymore.
Yeah. Lots of stuff. I'm a kind of enthusiast, but the idea of the hackerspace here in Porto Alegre started at the end of the last year.
Yeah.
And since then, we talked with lots of people. Some of them started very excited about the idea, but when the time passed and we don't seems to get near to get a place, fix a place to us, they seem to
vanish.
Vanish.
Okay, but So I don't know. Some new people came in. Are you guys from Porto Alegre? As pessoas novas que chegaram, vocês são de Porto Alegre? Alguém aqui é de Porto Alegre? Olá. Yeah. Okay.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
When is your meeting?
Yeah, we just scheduled them. On the list.
So, I think.
Yeah, we could make a meeting maybe tomorrow. It would be, we could bring the guys here to Fuzli, and if you guys are here, we could have you or talk with you. I think that would be great.
Yeah, that could be interesting. We can see that after with Rodrigo.
E quem é de Porto Alegre quiser conversar com a gente, tiver ideias, a gente vai estar por aqui até o fim do Physics. Se quiser falar com a gente depois, só um convite aí.
And I have another question. Is you mentioned it's more about software, about free software?
Yeah, it's about free software. We are free software guys.
Cool. GNU Power.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything to add, or can we just start conversation?
Yeah, let's start conversation.
So, I'm just going around. If you have questions. You go second. Just introduce yourself and ask your question, and keep the mic until you're done.
Oh, I only want to know, where are you from? Yeah. Where I didn't see.
Spaceship Earth. I'm from Spaceship Earth. Usually when some people ask me, I say I'm from the internet. But this time I thought, hey, man, this is the first time I go across the Atlantic Ocean. So yeah, now I'm from Spaceship Earth. And I'm part of the crew, like you are. And nations are obsolete, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Bueno, yo les quería preguntar respecto al tema del espacio, del lugar donde tienen el hackerspace, porque he visto que en muchos países de Latinoamérica este es uno de los principales problemas, ¿no? Ahora estuve hace poco en Bogotá y el Hackbo de Bogotá hace no mucho tiempo estaban alojados dentro de un centro cultural, pero tuvieron ahí algunos conflictos con esa gente y arrendaron una casa, ¿ya? Pero tienen que pagar el alquiler. Y eso implica que la gente que participa de Hackbo ahora tienen que pagar una membresía, lo cual a mí me parece muy mal. O sea, a mí me conflictúa eso, y dentro de Hackbo eso también produjo conflicto interno y se produjo una división. Esa misma situación yo la he visto ya en varios otros lugares, y es un tema que me imagino que ustedes también han enfrentado, ¿no?
I'm Clelio, I'm from Rio, so I'm trying to figure out how to prepare a hackerspace. I've been working with groups of extension groups in the UFRJ, University Federal of Rio. So, and always we got a group, we do stuff, we're still doing stuff, but sometime the level of expectation decrease because all the people is almost the same. Like I'm developer and my brother, my friend is developer and another one is engineer, okay, but doesn't have a lot of multidisciplinary.
Okay, so you don't have a lot of different groups of people. It's exactly. Most tech guys.
Yeah. And one of the solutions for me was figure out another groups like designers and architects and marketing media guys to work with. So what I'm trying to do right now is discover like a house in houses arts houses of artists in Santa Teresa or another neighborhoods that has the mainly characteristics,
the more cultural
more cultural. Yeah. So
I don't know if that translates well, but
yeah, but okay. To try to make like a
de repente pode falar em português, eu acho.
Partnerships.
I can translate the
partnerships.
Quer falar em português?
Bom,
algum problema se for conversar em português? Ninguém.
Não, mas para ele eu acho que meio.
É, ok, pode.
I can translate the main idea after, I think. Okay.
The partnership. Ah, okay. Então, no final das contas, a gente percebeu que é mais fácil chegar num grupo de artistas já solidificado e fazer acontecer o negócio do que nós, developers, que normalmente a gente tem um nicho muito fechado, fazer acontecer e trazer eles de volta, porque aí enriqueceria o aspecto de hackerspace. Sabe?
Mas tu diz então algo, por exemplo, penetrar num grupo de artistas de alguma maneira e fazer atividades daí... Perguntar para eles o que vocês querem fazer e se integrar no meio, coisas assim, mais ou menos?
Ao invés de vocês simplesmente arrendar, alugar um lugar, né, que exatamente essa é a grande dificuldade já enfrentada, propor alguma coisa que vai expandir tanto para eles quanto para a gente. Né, no final das contas, é uma relação de ganha-ganha razoável.
E aí, em Porto Alegre, a gente tem um lugar que é a Casa de Cultura Mário Quintana, que a gente queria muito... consegui uma sala lá, inclusive as nossas reuniões, elas estão sendo lá numa sala que eles têm, que é pública para as pessoas, é só uma mesa, né, num lugar aberto, mas e lá tem teatros, tem um cinema lá, e tem as pessoas que frequentam é exatamente o tipo de pessoa, então só que eles não alugam o lugar, eles cobram pela hora, e tu precisa ter um grupo, a gente tem dificuldade de dizer que a gente é um grupo e eles não aceitam que é porque a gente se formou há 6 meses. I'll speak, just maybe speaking in English what we were talking. He was saying that they're trying to get lots of different people, like from arts and another crafts, not just tech guys, and they were thinking like making a hackerspace inside a place with lots of artists and stuff like to, instead of bringing them, going to them, and that's cool, I think.
That sounds good, but my guess is that you start with doing stuff and then people come. If you go first to people, to have a lot of people, look at Lucas and Guilherme, they have 50 people, but nothing is really happening because, well, we're going to figure it out, but... But yeah, I think, and Capo is agreeing on that too, that mixing hack and art is a good idea. Next question, and maybe we can finish on that one, or, well, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm kind of late for the talk, so I didn't see that much. Just about this questioning about the arts and going to the artists or instead of waiting for them and starting doing stuff before going to them. Like, in São Paulo, we have the Garoa Hacker Club.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry, I'm too late. Maybe. Yeah, I was in another talk from a Garoa member, so. But... What started in São Paulo is that we started doing things, so we have the space. There was no artists involved in the beginning, so all tech guys, and that's a problem for me because I'm a tech guy, but I don't agree about the for fun hacking that's going on there, just for fun, because for me the hackerspace movement began with something like more political than just for fun. But I agree with the art stuff as well, so, but the problem is that if you have only tech guys working on tech projects, for me, doesn't make sense. Or it has to be something with artists, so it's like creative stuff, not like whatever they were doing at their places, like meeting on their university and doing the same thing that they can do with people that are around them at the engineering school or their mathematics school. Or you go there and you do something political. So I had this problem, but now we have an artist there. Like, there is this guy that's crazy, and he loves to do stuff with typography and design, and he has the most beautiful projects. Like, every time he's with something crazy in mind, and he goes there and asks for help, and I'm always there, oh, let's program this like this, and or like that. Okay, so this is our experience in São Paulo, but then I went to Valparaíso, and I went to Buenos Aires, and I started looking. Not like I was not in a rush looking around for hackerspaces, but I was traveling with my bicycle, so I was like just traveling around, and if I find something, I would just see what is going on. And in Valparaíso, I found an arts place. I entered it because it was beautiful. Then I saw a GNU Linux sticker. I said, what is this? What? Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's the name. Yeah, and I was like, what it is? And then... okay, it began this year. Okay. Yeah, I was there in May. So yeah, so I entered and there was like the pirate flag and a black flag and computers everywhere and people building a kitchen. So it's like, and this was an art space that was like some guys that had this GNU Linux experience and free software experience went there and said, oh, we can create something together. That's what like I believe also. And in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, I'm at this other space. I don't remember the name. They had something with Recicloteca or something like that, where they have this community center where every Wednesday or something... I don't remember. If, like, it's on the, what's the name of the neighborhood? It's a really, it's a kind of far neighborhood with lots of warehouses and really looks like it was abandoned. I don't remember. But the thing is that they have a hackerspace that happens only one day each week. So it's another solution. When you don't have a place, you can go to somewhere and like talk to them and start doing things like this. So yeah, that's just what I wanted to say. Like, you can go to the place and start doing things and use this as the beginning of it. So you need a space to do something. So you just go there and do something, but it can be like going to the art space.
Queria só fazer um convite para quem...
Somos... É, eu falei com eles, o português entende, né? Nós conversamos com as outras pessoas dos outros hackerspaces, na realidade com o pessoal do Garoa. E eu não sei se tu me conhece, mas eu fiquei sentado com vocês a Campus Party inteira. Ah, é, pois é. E nosso enfoque político é nulo, no momento, nenhum. Eu particularmente tenho algumas opiniões sobre política e eu não discuti elas com os membros do grupo ainda, até porque a gente não tem uma identidade quase ainda, porque um monte de pessoas juntas, mas sem fazer nada junto quase. Então eu acredito que vão ter pessoas que vão querer ter um enfoque político e eu apoio que o grupo tenha isso, qualquer que seja ele. Provavelmente ele vai ser mais...
Nosso grupo é um grupo que está em fase bastante inicial, então a gente está formando uma característica. Muitas pessoas interessadas, cada um com seus projetos. A gente está recém começando a unir os projetos e ver o que a gente pode fazer junto. Mas a gente é um grupo aberto e a unidade, o diverso, a gente aceita.
Eu particularmente e outras pessoas que eu conversei, que nem o Guilherme, estamos mais interessados em fazer projetos, não necessariamente cunho político, mas de cunho social na nossa cidade. Coisas ajudar, sim. É político.